Jesse Reyes, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you so much. I was just explaining you played the Door Festival yesterday. You're going to play the Paradiso tomorrow. You could have easily chosen for a day off.
Oh, man. What's a day off? There's no days off when you're chasing what you love.
Well, yeah, enough said. Welcome to Free FM.
Thank you.
Yes, that's very much correct. Any dirty words yet?
No, teach me. Teach me.
Okay. what's the dirtiest word? What should we? Not getting any help there.
Go in Spanish, we say coma mierda when someone you tell someone to eat shit. Like if someone's talking so much and you think you don't like them, you tell them to go eat shit. How do you say that?
Krijg de vinketering.
Krijg de vinketering.
Yes.
Cool.
That's a good one. Also very handy. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to ruin the moment. You just performed Figures. That was such a beautiful, almost fragile song. We got a text message from Christian. He said that was enchanting. It's like I'm standing right next to her, and he was just listening to the radio.
That's sweet.
But then on the other hand, you got tracks like Figures, but you also got tracks like Gatekeepers. And Shutter Island. And of course, you don't want to confine yourself to just one musical style, one genre, but it's almost like two completely different artists. When I hear play a song like Figures and I hear songs like this, when you start writing a song, is there already some kind of direction in your head that you want to go with that particular track?
No, man. It's just me talking about experiences. But to what you said, like, shit, I'm a Gemini and I feel like I'm extra human sometimes, like, when it comes to extremes, you know? Mm-hmm, and you can't always be too tough because on the other side of tough is, like, a crying, like, you know, someone that's very vulnerable. So I just want to be honest with things, and my reality is that juxtaposition of like high and low and happy and sad, and my highs are very high when I'm very happy but my lows come crashing the fuck down. So I just wanted to be honest about it, but it's just talking about what happened. Like if I broke my finger, I would sing about breaking my finger. You know,
that's a good one. If you would break your finger, we would probably just shout stuff like fuck and shit.
My hometown, yes.
Come again.
I live in vulgarity. I hope my mom's not listening. I'm just joking.
No, that's good. But also in Dutch, we could say, ah, kut.
Ah, kut.
Yes.
It's a great role model right here.
Oh, no. I'm a very bad role model. So when people come to see your show, what can they expect? Is it best of both worlds? Is it maybe the live experience will take you more to the energetic side, or?
Oh man, I just like going nuts sometimes, and I like letting people in. It's me trying to like take a hammer to my heart and a nail and just chip a piece off and then take it out and then give it, you know, to everyone so that they can feel like they understand. And I don't know, man. One of the results of making music that I wasn't expecting, and that I never expected, because to me it was just talking about what happened to me, but people coming after and being like, man, I went through something like that. I went through something with Gatekeepers where there's like a male trying to abuse you at your workplace, or Shutter Island when you feel like someone is trying to change you, but this is the way God made you, and people resonate with that and they say that comforts them. That makes me feel so good. So hopefully I can go and comfort people and have people go nuts with me and have people cry with me and have people dance with me and have people smile with me.
You're relative new name.
Yes, rookie right here.
Yeah, yeah. You haven't been around the block too long, which is good because there's still a lot of Jesse Reyes to come.
Yeah.
but you are one of the artists alongside the likes of Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Future, Snoop Dogg, John Legend, Pharrell Williams, Migos, Frank Ocean, to name but a few, to be featured on the Calvin Harris album.
It's crazy, eh?
It's this track, Hard to Love.
I need freedom.
I just wonder, how the fuck did you pull that one off?
Man, honestly, I feel very blessed. And at the same time, I've also been chasing this since I was a kid. Like, this is all I've ever wanted. So I actually, like, I used to push mixtapes when I was younger. And when I was like 18, I went to this rave in Toronto and Calvin Harris was there. And I remember like bringing my mixtapes in little like paper envelopes and like trying to like hand them out at the rave and stuff. And it's crazy because I ended up sneaking on stage and delivering him one, but it was packed and it was massive and I didn't expect this. But this was like 6 years ago. And then when Figures came out, he had reached out and he said, hey, Figures is really dope. People in the industry are messing with you. I just thought you should know that. And then said that he was working on stuff. And then we ended up collaborating. And our first session, at the end of our first session, I was like, yo, man, I got to tell you a story. And I told him, I was like, man, when I was a teenager, I met you. And I told him and he was laughing. But it's crazy. It's humbling. It's a blessing. It's happiness. When he told me that I was going to be on the project, I was like, overwhelmed, like I was overjoyed. And then when I saw the names, I went on Instagram when they first did the thing and I was like, man, my name's not coming up here. Like, and then I saw all those names and I saw Jesse Reyes and I was like, that's a fucking lie. Like, that it just didn't seem like real life. It didn't seem like real life. It still doesn't. A lot of things, like the fact that I'm here across the world, like this is very far away from home and you guys are so lovely and showing me so much love and I'm grateful. I'm happy, man. It's crazy. It's bananas.
Can I see your arms? Because they must have been like black and blue from all the pitching you must do. Pinch me.
Yeah.
Jesse Reyes, tomorrow night you're going to be performing at the Paradiso in Amsterdam. After that, it's going to be Berlin, Paris, Liverpool, London.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm so happy. I'm grateful. I'm nervous. My mom and dad are here too, so I'm excited about that. I'm trying to stay as present as possible, you know?
And we're very humbled to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
The first time in the Netherlands?
I think so, yeah, man.
Yeah, let's just, for the record, state that.
Okay. Yes, it is my first time here, yes.
Holy shit. You're going to perform another song for us, which is going to be...
It's going to be an unreleased song called Mama, and it's about, like, a relationship, and sometimes when people cheat, you could do one of two things. You could be sad and cry and get depressed, or you could be like, no bitch, that's mine. So this is a story of me telling a girl, no bitch, that's mine,
which is the last one I'm gonna give to you.
Danke dat ik hier mag zijn.
Yes. And if you want to do the bitch, he's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Vuile trut, blijf met je takken van hem af.
One more time.
Vuile trut. Blijf met je takken.
Blijf met je taten.
Van hem af.
Yes.
Cool. You pass all your Dutch exams.
Thank you.
Jesse Reyes, morgenavond in Paradiso Amsterdam. You can...
Thank you. I can get out.
No, please. I want to hear more. Je hebt al net Figures gehoord. Nu dus een unreleased track, Mama. En er is een EP uit sinds april, die heet Kiddo. En ik raad je echt aan, check dat. En als je er nog bij kunt zijn op een van die concerten, ga het zien. Want nee, je hebt het net gehoord.